New composition bling in KD4. All yours.
Okay, let's start. Can you hear me? Okay. So, as Aaron has already said, this will be a talk about the composition manager work for KD4. And Aaron has already asked the question. How many people raised their hands for Kevin? For running, compositing Kevin. Or at least seeing it with your real eyes. Okay, and seeing it with your real YouTube? Okay, so this talk will be, that will be the boring part, the technical, and the other part. So let's start with the boring part. Without composition, the normal painting is done directly to screen. And if you have windows like this, where is the lightsaber? Ah, okay. Basically, this all is painted to the screen, and this part is not painted at all, and you don't have any chance to get it. And this hidden part is not visible at all. If you use, for example, a case snapshot, there is no way to get this part. If you use Casbar, which can have window timelapse and could have already few years back, there is no way to get that. And as a consequence, what's painted on the screen is painted on the screen, and you basically cannot really affect it. With compositing, you don't paint directly to the screen, but you paint to pixmaps, which are not painted directly on the screen, but they are in the graphics memory elsewhere. And everything is painted. You can still access this part and this part. And by default, it's painted to the pixmap, and the pixmaps are composited on the screen, just like in the normal case. But you can run an application called Composition Manager, which will do the painting instead. And it can also show it just like it's normally, when I actually first had Kevin running in compositing mode and showed it to Kulo, he was not impressed at all because he claimed he couldn't see any difference. But it can do some changes. So it can look like this, but it can look like this. The windows are really there and there, but you will see it there and there as well, and the other one will be there. And you can, of course, stretch them, rotate them, make them explode, whatever. As far as the underlying system goes, I have no idea about it. It works for the compositing manager. It basically looks the same to me, just with different bugs. And if you have one that works for you, it's okay. For ex-developers, it's probably very interesting and exciting, but I think for us, it's enough if it works. So a compositing manager in KDE. We have had already one in KDE 3. It was the Xander-based Kampfmagere, and I have heard it was actually pretty good for its times. I have read several articles on the web where, for example, GNOME people actually used Kvin with GNOME just because of this. And this was how it started, but later it became obvious that you cannot have a separate application because it needs to be very well integrated with the window manager, because you immediately need to know when something happens. And since X is asynchronous, you cannot synchronize two X applications very well. So a first such integrated window manager which also used OpenGL is Compiz, which you can also use with KDE. But since it's a compositing manager and a window manager, you need to replace Kvin with all the consequences. Or for KDE 4, the plan is that you will be using the good old Kvin with compositing support added. As soon as you manage to find out how it all works, it's actually not really that difficult. As soon as you find out, of course. Basically, in Kvin, compositing is relatively separated. There are separate source files for it, and it's basically one more pass because the windows are not painted directly to the screen, but you need this separate pass to actually do the painting. I developed Kvin in a branch because I was afraid it would be too unstable, but actually when I merged it back to trunk, there was like a week when it was a bit unstable because of some changes, but otherwise compositing doesn't really affect the rest of Kvin. It basically works that you watch using the XDamage extension for any changes in the off-screen pixmaps where window contents are painted, and whenever you detect a change, you trigger this repaint pass, which actually shows it on the screen. And the biggest change was adding support for tracking things like tooltips or combo boxes, which Kvin otherwise doesn't track. The actual painting is simple. You start painting, so you call paint screen, which for all windows calls paint window. And the result is that you see what you would have seen without compositing. The interesting part is that you can chain it like this and use effects. The E means effect, so you can have an effect which zooms the screen, pushes it up, makes it dark, whatever, and therefore each window you can shrink it, rotate it, make it red, whatever. This actually makes it very simple to add new effects because you just add it in the right place in the chain, and it affects everything following it. So if this one zooms, all these are automatically zoomed. I'm not going to pretend this is my invention. This is how Compiz does it, and it seems to work. So why should I invent something else? Among other things, it can, for example, do this. If I use this effect, it actually over there doesn't call the following effect just once, but it calls it for all the virtual desktops. So then you have an effect like this. So to sum it up, the effects can be relatively simple. You basically set up functions which will notify you about a new window added, its opacity has changed, window is deleted, user is moving it, and you react to the events which are interesting for you and trigger painting and basically you change how the window actually is painted depending on this. And now let's have an example. The effects actually can you read it? Okay. This is an effect which does this. Yeah, I have a to-do note to make it fast to make Aaron happy. So I will actually start from the end. So here you have a hook. Whenever a new window is added and it's on the current desktop, remember that you have to do something about it and say that it needs repainting. When it's closed while you are still animating it, you again remove it. And then there is the actual painting. It can be loaded. And painting is actually done in three phases. You have a pre-paint where you just say what actually will happen with the window, because if you actually won't be doing any fancy stuff, the core can do many optimizations. So here, if you actually have windows which will be painted, you need to say that you will be changing the geometries of the windows, which turns off some optimizations. And before you paint a window, you get time since last paint. So if this window is one of the animated, you add the progress. If it still needs to be painted transformed, you say that it will be, its geometry will be transformed, and you call the next effect in the row. As for the actual painting, you just make it smaller and translate it on the screen so the geometry matches what you want to see. And in the post-paint pass, if the window still needs painting, you trigger another paint, so you will have animation. And that's all. This is like, I don't know, is it 50 lines? Okay, so the status is that it, as you can see, works. You can have thumbnails, you can basically paint anything you want. If you want, you can paint a dragon. This dragon actually is not there. It's a fake. In the final pass, there is one special effect which comes very last and on top of really... Oh.
Can you add sound to it?
Sorry?
Can you add sound?
Well, I'm not sure if Kevin can composite sound, but you can try. It's really on top of everything. You can, for example, if you lose your... Oh, okay, I will probably hide this. Too many shortcuts. Never make too many shortcuts for a presentation or you will forget them. If you lose your mouse cursor, you can paint something to see where it is. Where is it?
Can you create effects as a plugin?
Yes, these are all plugins. They are just compiled actually in Kvin because they are shipped with it.
Yes, but can you do a plugin that can just put in the directory?
Yes. As you can see, the previews are actually live. Sorry? It's one of the novel presentation videos. I think actually this is a winner of some student contest, and most of them are actually quite amusing. Yeah, well, No?
That use OpenGL or does this use just XRender?
This one is done using OpenGL. I think XRender should work as well, but I haven't really tried recently. Actually, it cannot do all the effects, but I think it can do, for example, this. It will, of course, get a bit slower because XRender is not really powerful or fast or most graphic cards. So, as far as the future goes, the plan is that it will be there in 4.0, and it will have some useful things. You have already seen some. You can check if you get it running, of course, because it's still difficult with some graphic cards. If you want some fancy stuff, I'm afraid you cannot expect it from a person who is absolutely horrible at doing any graphic stuff. That's me. So if you want, the more powerful effects are more complicated. It's not always 50 lines of code, but you could see it's not really that difficult. Actually, the API is not frozen and probably won't be even declared stable for 4.0, but as soon as you get into it, it's quite simple, and as soon as I finally add documentation, it will be even simpler. So you can definitely try, and the starting point is a how-to which tells you how to configure various graphic cards, points to the documentation that actually there is, lists some known problems. If you actually decide you want to help over there, we have already covered this one. And if it will be useful, I hope so. As you can see, it works. There is still something to do, but we will take care of it for 4.0. And if you want to help, you're welcome. That's all. No? Yes. Okay. So, questions?
Is it possible to reuse the plugins from Dara?
Dara. Basically, Compiz plugins are a bit like parts of Compiz in a separate library. So in order to use Compiz plugins, I would have to write another Compiz. And Window Manager is a lot of fun even without using plain C. Yes?
You said that the rendering pipeline was quite similar to Compiz. Would it be possible to write a how-to on how to port to take the drawing parts of the Compiz plugin and put them in the Kaelin plugin?
I think you could try if you want it. From what I looked at Compiz sources, it's really like parts of Compiz. So if you wanted to port Kaelin effects to Compiz, it would be probably simple because Kaelin actually has a really separated API and you don't touch any Kaelin internals. The other way around, it should be probably possible as well, but it would be more complicated. Also because Compiz is more advanced, and if I would want to comment on the difficulty, then if you don't know, then even you cannot use Beryl plugins with Compiz directly. They actually have to be ported too, and that's the same original code base. So I really have no estimate how difficult it would be. Yes?
Two questions. Is there a plan to move the documentation appropriate for system administrators, integrators, and software developers to TechBase?
What documentation?
I thought you had a docs line
Well, it's a text file which says basically like do this in your .xorg conf and stuff like that. But yeah, if somebody would be interested in that, why not?
Yeah, I would be also very much voting for moving most of the stuff to tech-based either to the developer section, maybe have a section for KWin plugin development, and the other part to the system integrators class.
Okay. And the second question?
Same question, the dialogue, the configuration dialogue. Who's working on that? Where you select the plugins? Who's working on that?
That's Revolux work.
Okay.
He's coming tomorrow, I think.
Yeah.
What? Many complaints? Or?
I like to think of them as future improvements.
Okay, I will tell him. Yes.
Well, when I was testing Barrel Compass and running Triton over GL mode, I noticed that somehow I didn't have enough texture memory left for Krita. Is this something that's solvable, or should I just warn people not to do that? I mean, the OpenGL window manager.
You have NVIDIA?
I have an 80 card now. It may just be a circuit driver, of course.
I actually don't know that much about this stuff because that's... Well, I don't know OpenGL, I just developed this. Well, but as for the actual texture usage, you basically have to take every window you have and make a texture out of it. So you need memory for that. There are some ways you could change about it. For example, if you have virtual desktops, you could keep textures also for Windows on other virtual desktops, and then you would have previews for them, or you could turn that off, and that would give you more memory. But then otherwise, there is not really that much to do about it. If you want to use compositing, you need to take the memory for the window pixmaps.
Could there be an easy way to turn off the switch from the composite version to normal version?
Yeah, you just change one option.
I mean, easy enough for users who might just want to use Krita.
It's one config option, so it shouldn't be simple to add the bus call or something.
The only problem you can have is that the X server still does compositing as well. And in that case, it would still use the pixmaps.
If you turn off the compositing, you would even turn the redirecting to pixmaps, and you would run in the old X mode. Yeah, well, then it has to, of course. Yes?
I have a last question from the end. does the memory, the video card memory, it's going to limit the amount of windows you can open or not? I mean, if you have like an old 16 megabyte card, then I can imagine, well, I mean, if Falcon run did run into trouble already with its video memory, then you can like open 5, 6 windows, and then I don't know how much
window
users.
It hasn't happened to me yet, but then I'm not the kind of person who would open 40 windows. But there probably are limitations. I have no idea how graphic cards handle this stuff. I have no idea. We can try.
Theory in the X server calls them back to regular memory.
All
so
right.
You have new space available, but as I said, this is a theory. Because there is still a lot of issues with the X server.
separate though when you're when it's managing the composite windows versus an application it's also trying to access OpenGL texture memory. Those are two separate things, and X isn't smart enough to go, well, someone else is using that. I mean, in fact, Mesa just recently got some rationally non-brain damaged memory handling code for graphics cards. So this could be better. And if I could just interject, one thing about old cards, seriously, it's true. One of the problems we have with the hardware industry right now is they hate us because we're always asking, what about 16 megabyte cards? Why what about K1 is it degrades gracefully?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's what we need. So people who are running old hardware can do old things, but the new things, you know what? If it requires new hardware,
okay.
Great.
True, but
and that's
at least it took pressure or something like that. So that's why I asked.
Right.
I mean, it took work. Okay. Render, okay.
In that context, do you plan any detection mechanism on drivers or graphic cards to detect which mode, say OpenGL, say a certain extension, are reasonable?
Of.
That seems to be vital. You can't expect all users to know what their hardware is capable of. Because right now what you have with all the existing compass and stuff like that is that you have like 1,000 how-tos that explain how to get decent results with weird ATI card, blah, 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 and, you know.
Yeah.
Well, currently there is code which simply tries, and if it fails, it tries the worst one, and if not, it tries nothing at all. And there are some card-specific workarounds for specific bugs, so.
For instance, Intel, at least until recently, if you opened it on a second display and tried to allocate OpenGL facilities, it would just crash.
Yeah, well, if it crashes, then there is not much to do about it, but.
That's why I'm talking about exception handling. It's evil, I know. It's really evil.
We can try.
We do have to move on, otherwise we're going to eat into the accessibility and talks. And I know Olaf and Gunnar would—they're mean and evil, and they would like trip me later. And hit me.
Yeah, coffee.
But right now, yes, right now it's coffee. So we could take the conversation out and discuss it. Please be back at 11:15.